This is KERA News. I'm Miguel Perez. The Perot Museum of Nature and Science on Sunday brought together a group of medical and civic experts working to curb the spread of COVID-19 in North Texas. Dr. Philip Wong, director of Dallas County Health and Human Services, said local health officials are focused on mitigating further spread of the virus.
As we're doing the containment mode, we've also been planning for more of a mitigation sort of effort. Because if it becomes so widespread in a community that you can no longer follow up on each case and identify contacts and do contact investigations and follow up on them and get them isolated and quarantined, then it becomes, what are the efforts that trying to prevent this further and slow down the spread of the COVID-19? And the slowing that spread down really has two major goals: to protect the vulnerable populations, persons over 60, those with chronic health care conditions. That's where we've really seen the severe illness. And the other purpose of slowing down this spread is to really protect some of the health care system. You know, we've been watching how this progresses in other countries. And so this is why, again, it's been evolving. So as we're going forward, you know, we're moving and moving into this mitigation phase. That's where, when we've had our first evidence of community spread, then what's been seen and learned is that we really need to take action quickly to prevent and slow down that spread.
Stephen Love, president of the Dallas-Fort Worth Hospital Council, fielded some of the most common questions he's heard regarding hospital preparation for COVID-19.
Do we have one hospital designated that's going to treat patients? And the answer is no. And the reason is, as you can see, we've had cases Collin County, Tarrant County, Dallas County. Every hospital is prepared, and every hospital has a control group to deal with this if we have a case that they have to treat. Secondly, do we have enough personal protective equipment? We do have enough personal protective equipment. And when this virus began to spread in late December in China, they started adding to the PPE just in case it did become pandemic. What are hospitals doing to help prevent the spread of COVID-19? Many are going to implement visitation restrictions. We are going to consolidate in many of our hospitals and hospital systems different points of entry, so we can control the flow of patients and visitors. At many of those locations, when the visitors come in, they are going to be questioned. Things such as, are you running a fever? Do you have a persistent cough? Are you having respiratory problems? Have you traveled to any of the nations that have had outbreaks of COVID-19?
And Dr. John Carlo, CEO of Prism Health North Texas, urged people to practice social distancing.
Does the closing of mass gatherings, the closing of schools, everything around, limiting the amount of people that we're in contact with, does this work? Is this going to work inevitably for preventing transmission? Well, in 1918, we had the greatest influenza pandemic in our history. Over 500,000 Americans suffered and died during that time. And a number of cities used social distancing measures at that time because at that point there was no vaccine and there was no treatment. In fact, there was not even antibiotics back then. And what they found through history is that the cities in 1918 that implemented the social distancing measures earlier to a greater degree and longer actually affected the overall mortality. So we know it works, but we also know the degree that's required in order to get that done. It has to be done early, it has to be layered with multiple different methods, and it has to stay the course.
The panel discussion was moderated by KERA's Saida Hassan. You can listen to the full conversation at keranews.org.